Parshas Vo'era. In the beginning of this week's parasha, we find the famous Dalad L'shoinais Shel Geula, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael that he's going to release them from Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, as we know, four expressions of redemption: V'Hitzeisi, V'Lokachti, V'Go'alti, etc., etc. The significance of the Arba L'shoinais Shel Geula, however, are to be found in two very interesting places. In fact, Rashi makes no mention of it whatsoever in our parasha, even though the four expressions absolutely appear in our parasha, but Rashi does not comment on the fact. Rashi al HaTorah only in one place mentions the Arba L'shoinais Shel Geula. Where is that? At the end of Parashas Shelach, when the Torah instructs the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we know that tzitzis are only to be placed on a beged, which is arba kanfois kesuscha, on the four corners of your garment. Rashi says, what's significant about a beged that has four corners rather than three or five? Says Rashi, keneged arba l'shoinois shel geula. This corresponds, the four corners of the beged upon which we wear our tzitzis correspond to the four l'shoinois of geula that was said in Mitzrayim, v'hitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. And the obvious question is, of course, what on earth has the four expressions of geula got to do with a four-cornered garment and the mitzvah of tzitzis? That's question number one. Question number two is that the Arba L'shoinois of geula are to be found in one other place. The Gemara says, this is a Yerushalmi in Psochim, why is it minayin la'arba koisos b'pesach? Why do we drink four cups of wine on the Seder night? Says the Yerushalmi, keneged arba geulois, once again, v'hitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. So here, the correlation, the correspondence is, of course, very obvious. This is Seder night after all. And yet the question still needs to be asked, why dafka four cups of wine? Why not four cups of water? Maybe four apples? The number four is clearly significant, because they are the four redemptions, the four l'shoinis of geula. But why dafka four cups of wine? That's our second question. So these two questions, why are the arba l'shoinis geula, in what way do they correspond to the four corners of the beged upon which you place tzitzis? And number two, why is it that chazal were masakin you should drink four cups of wine on the Seder night? Why dafka wine? These two questions, Be'ezus Hashem, I think will open up for us a whole look and an understanding, a crucial understanding on the whole mechanics, as it were, of Golus and Geula. So let's try and understand a little bit how Golus Mitzrayim began, how the Geula of Mitzrayim began, and we will see that this is a very important lesson for us in understanding Jewish history. It's the oldest question. It's the question that's been puzzling historians for hundreds, if not thousands of years. In fact, this question, if I'm not mistaken, is the title of a book called Why the Jews? And it's an old question. Klal Yisrael don't seem to pose any type of political or military or economic threat to anybody. And yet, Klal Yisrael have always been the subject of persecution and torture and torment and what we call anti-Semitism. So why the Jews? Why indeed has there always been this sinner, this hatred on the part of Goyim towards Klal Yisrael? So we have mentioned in the past, I've never actually seen the book, but I've heard about it, that in this book, Why the Jews, which I think is written by two American writers, Prager to Lashkin, they posit there, their theory is that because Klal Yisrael have always been a nation of religion, the more religious we are, the more that poses a religious threat to the host country. And in that sense, yes, we do pose a threat. It's a threat to the conscience. And that's why, they hypothesize, you will see that in those countries that there is very little observance, very little religious observance anyway, there's very little anti-Semitism as well, because we don't pose a religious threat to them at all. That is what I've heard is their theory in answering the question, why the Jews? This, however, is not Das Torah. And as we're about to discuss, we will see that Das Torah is not only different, but it's the exact opposite of the theory which is proposed in this book. And this, I want to share with you, we have mentioned it in the past, but it's always worth doing Chazara, is a tremendously important yesod of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is to be found in Parashas Shemois, and the Beis Halevi begins asking a very powerful question. If you open up Tehillim, Perek Kufhei, the Perek begins with the following words. Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmoi. We thank Hashem. We declare in His name. Shiruloi, Zamruloi. We will sing to Him. We will praise Him. So clearly a Perek that begins with those words must be filled with what? With all the tremendous kindness and the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has performed for us. Those would justify an introduction like that. Shiru Lashem, Zamru, Hoidu. And yet there is a very strange posuk in the middle of that perek, and it says, Hofach Libom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns their heart, meaning the hearts of the nations, of the Goyim, Lisnoi Amoi, to hate his nation. In other words, anti-Semitism. That's why we're thanking Hashem. That's why we began with the words, Hoidu Lashem, Shiruloi, Zamruloi, because there's anti-Semitism in the world. Because Hofach Libom Lisnoi Lamoi, because the Goyis hate us. Why is the non-Jewish hatred of Klal Yisrael a reason to thank Hashem and to praise Him? And this is where the Beis Halevi introduces a crucial yesod. Mamish Yesodei Hadas. How did Golos Mitzrayim all begin? Of course, Golos Mitzrayim is such a critical case study for us, because this is the first anti-Semitism, as it were, national anti-Semitism against Klal Yisrael. This is not just the individual, Esav or Yishmael, this is Eretz Mitzrayim. What triggered the anti-Semitism? How did it all begin? So the Medrash says it all began because Klal Yisrael covered up their Bris Milah. The Beis Halevi explains they did not. They were not mevatel the mitzvah of Bris Milah. They were still fulfilling the mitzvah, but they wanted to cover it up nonetheless. Why so? In order not to stand out. Not to look different. In order to absorb into friendly Egyptian society. Says the Beis Halevi, do you realize the terrible risk, the tragic consequence of what they were doing? There was now an existential threat to Klal Yisrael. Because Bris Milah is precisely all about being different. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah. The whole understanding, the whole underlying theme of the mitzvah of Bris Milah is that you should not look the same as the Goyim. That our guf is different to that of the Goyim. Not only that, this was prior to Matan Torah. There were no other mitzvahs. The only mitzvah that distinguished between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim was in fact the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And you want to cover that up? Not only is that antithetical to the whole ideology behind the mitzvah, but if you lose that mitzvah, then there is no longer any distinction between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. At that point, there is an enormous risk that Klal Yisrael will indeed absorb and assimilate and eventually disappear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants an irrational hatred in the minds of the Mitzrayim. On some charged up notion that maybe there'll be a battle and maybe Klal Yisrael will join the enemy and maybe they'll be victorious and maybe they'll drive us up the land. No basis whatsoever. No pretext at all for that. And yet, it's an irrational hatred. Where is that coming from? It's coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That irrational hatred that's been planted in the hearts and the minds of the Mitzrayim is the greatest chesed. Why is it the greatest chesed? Because that will ensure that indeed Klal Yisrael keep their distance. And that way, retain the existence of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he says, that's how you have to read that perek in Tehillim. Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmoi, Shiruloi, Zamruloi. Why are we thanking for anti-Semitism? Because sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. Anti-Semitism, not as proposed by the book we mentioned before, is always directly related on how religiously Klal Yisrael are observing their tradition. To the contrary, it's the exact opposite. It's the less religious they are, not the more. The less religious, the less adherent Klal Yisrael are to Torah and mitzvahs, the more anti-Semitism. As the great Reb Chaim Volozhin once put it, if Klal Yisrael don't make Kiddush, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make Havdalah. If we're not Mekadosh ourselves, you cover up the Bris Milah, then you run the risk of being absorbed and completely assimilated in your host nation, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in sometimes a very difficult and painful way, has to make Havdalah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring that separation. Yes, it's painful. Vayamoraru es chayeyem, they embittered the lives of the Jews, but ultimately, that was the greatest chesed, because that ensured the survival of the Jewish nation. And therefore, precisely the perek of Hoidu Lashem is where you find the notion of anti-Semitism. Hofach libom lisnoi la'amoi. Klal Yisrael, you must understand, and sometimes in a very painful way, that yes, you do have to stand up. And if you try and look the same, and behave the same, and talk the same, and dress the same, then there's no longer much to distinguish Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. And that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayochal has to step in and bring about an irrational hatred to ensure that Klal Yisrael remains separate. So we can write books and posit theories and look at sociological trends over the course of the years. Ultimately, what brings about anti-Semitism? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about. And it's directly related to our level of religious observance. It's not the more religious that we are, the more we pose a religious threat. To the contrary, the less religious we are, the more the risk of being absorbed into the Goyim. So if we're not making Kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make Havdalah. We have mentioned on many occasions the absolutely chilling words of the Meshech Chochma. Rameya Simcha Akoyen Midvinsk wrote his Sefer 20 years before the outbreak of Second World War. The Sefer is literally written al pi Ruach HaKodesh, but none more so when he talks about the history of Klal Yisrael and he warns against those who, Yachshoy, who think, ki Berlin, hi Yerushalayim. The tragic phenomena of those who assume and feel very at home in Bonnie, Germany. Berlin is Yerushalayim. What could be better than this? Our friendly hosts, the cutting edge of culture and fashion, education. We feel so welcomed, so at home over here. Oy vavoy, said the Meshech Chochma, if Yachshoiv, she Berlin hi Yerushalayim. And he wrote this 20 years before Klal Yisrael clearly did not get that lesson. And those who think that Berlin is Yerushalayim, that really could be translated, and those who think that New York is Yerushalayim, and London is Yerushalayim, and Lakewood is Yerushalayim, and tragically, some people think that Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, but it's not. And if we feel too comfortable in Golos, and we don't want to stand out, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes in a very painful manner, will ensure that yes, we will have to stand out. You will indeed have to look different. Let me quote to you one line of the Meshech Chochma in Megillas Esther. Achas me pu'ulois ha-hashkocha. One of the greatest hashkocha protis, l'kiyum hadas, for the existence of Klal Yisrael, is sinas ha'umois. The hatred of the Goyim towards Klal Yisrael. When does that apply? When does that occur? Ba'ozvam hadas. When Klal Yisrael abandon their roots, when they abandon their religious observance, that's when anti-Semitism steps in. Who is orchestrating it? The Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, who himself was martyred in the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, he writes the following in his Sefer Kovet Shurim. There are those, he said, who are confused, mixed up people. Shehoyu Svurim, they think, Ki'im Yiskarvu la'agoyim. If they only become closer to the Goyim, Tiktan Sinosom li'Yisrael. That will automatically reduce anti-Semitism. Doesn't that make sense? Surely it makes sense? The closer we become to the Goyim, the more loyal we are to the sovereign state, the more they will love us. The to'u bozeh to'u s'gedoilos, says Rebbe Chanan. People who thought that way made a terrible error. Ki adarabah. The exact opposite is true. Ika sibas sino li Yisrael b'dei reisenu. The main cause of hatred on the part of the Goyim towards Klal Yisrael in our generation is precisely because they were over that instruction from Yaakov Avinu, make sure to stand out. And if you get absorbed, You look too similar, too close in culture and in fashion and in dress and in language to the goyim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to step in. Because if there's no kiddush on the part of Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make Havdalah. And if you look back at Jewish history, this has always been our story. If you look time and time again at the periods of the most intense anti-Semitism, it has always been following a period of Klal Yisrael becoming all too close to the goyim. The Gezeirah of Haman in Shushan, how did that all begin? When Klal Yisrael came to the party of Achashverosh, they felt very comfortable with him. We have to be loyal to the king, and that triggered mass threat of annihilation. The Spanish expulsion in 1492 followed what? It followed the period which has been described as the golden age of Spanish Jewry. But the golden age of Spanish Jewry is not that golden. Because if you become too comfortable in Spain, then you end up being expelled from Spain. And of course, most recently, the Holocaust. There is a book, a sefer, written by one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His book is entitled Divine Madness. And he writes there, and I've heard it on many of his shiurim, very sharply, where he says there are those who delude themselves. And they talk about the shtetl back in Europe, this utopian existence, this idyllic state. And he says, don't believe a word of it. I was there. I was there. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, of course, American born, but he learned in Europe, in Slobodka. And he said, I saw what was happening there. The lights were about to be turned out in Europe. Reform was rampant. And Klal Yisrael were on the verge of literally being wiped off the map. And that's how the Holocaust set in. Hoidu Lashem, Shiruloi, Zamruloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael were not making Kiddush. So of course, he had to make Havdalah. And if that has always been our story, then the way that we finish off the story, the way to get out of Golos, is to declare, loud and clear, tall and proud, that yes, we are different to the good. And that's why when Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, what in fact is their ticket out of Mitzrayim? Firstly, Sheloi Shinu es Levushom, es Lashoinom ves Malbushom, ves Shmoiseim. They didn't change their names, they didn't change their dress, and they didn't change their language. Show that you're different in every way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one moment, that's not enough. I'm going to give you three mitzvahs. What were the three mitzvahs that they had to be Mekayim? Korban Pesach, Bris Milah, and the very first that they received in Mitzrayim, Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Why those three mitzvahs? Well, Bris Milah, of course, we understand. That brought about the problem in the first place. If you cover up your Bris Milah, you're trying to demonstrate that you're not different to the Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Milah. Show that your guf is different. Number one. Number two, Korban Pesach. There is no Korban, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that has more halachas in it directly to preclude Goyim. A Goy may not partake in a Korban Pesach. Somebody who's not circumcised may not partake in a Korban Pesach. Take the sheep, which is the Avodah Zorah of the Goyim, roast it. Some Rishonim explain because when you roast it, the smoke goes high, everybody can sense it. Put dam on the door that everybody can see. Drive out the goyim. Antagonize them. Show them that you are different. And what about Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh is the mitzvah in which we declare that we follow the moon. The goyim follow the sun. As we well know, the moon has none of its own light. It only radiates the light that it receives from the sun. But it's an astronomical fact, and I've checked this with those who know, that the farther the moon gets away from the sun, the more it radiates, the more it shines. And the closer it gets to the sun, the less it shines. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the lesson before you leave Mitzrayim. You follow the moon. The Mitzrayim and the Goyim follow the sun. Understand that it's only when you become distanced from them that you thrive. But if you come too close to them, there's no light. There's nothing to radiate. Those were the three mitzvahs that they had to receive. They had to receive before leaving Mitzrayim. Show that you are different in your dress, in your language, in your name. You're happy to do Bris Milah. You're happy to be Makrib Korban Pesach. And you're happy to follow the moon and understand the more you distance yourself from the Goyim, the more you will radiate, the more you will thrive. Let's come back now to our original two questions. The Dalad L'Shoinei Shel Geula. The four expressions of redemption, we said we celebrate on Seder night by having four cups of wine. Why wine? Why not four cups of orange juice? Why not four apples? Says the Meshech Chochmo in another phenomenal piece in Parshas Vayera, in our Sedra, because there is no drink that represents more the distinction between Goyim and Klal Yisrael than wine. When Chazal wanted to make a Gezeira, Chas V'Sholem, don't get too close to the Goyim. We don't want anybody to have a Chas V'Sholem and Nisoyin of marrying a Goyim. Which drink do they outlaw? Stam Yeinom. A Goy touches the wine, that's it. Don't have anything to do with it. Wine represents the distinction between us and Klal Yisrael. And you know who knew that secret? Haman. Remember what Haman said to Achashverosh? Oh, this nation. If a fly drops into their wine, they take it out and they're happy to drink it. And if a Goy touches their wine, they don't drink it. Haman, you couldn't have said it better. If a fly drops into the wine is not contaminated. You take it out, you can drink it. But if a Goy touches wine, we don't have anything. Wine is the drink that represents that segregation, that distinction between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. And that's why, on the Seder night, we hold the cup of wine, and what do we say? V'hi she'omdo l'avoseinu. This is what's kept us going all of these years. This is not obviously the poshut pshat, but it's a murid kedrush. V'hi she'omdo. What is it that has ensured Jewish survival? We hold the cup of wine. It's all about wine. It's these gezeiros that Chazal made to ensure that indeed they would be havdalah. So if we ask ourselves a question, why when we celebrate the fall of Shreinus of Geula do we have four cups of wine? Why not four cups of water? Why not four oranges? No, because we understand what is the theme of these four Lashonos of Geula. Our ticket out of Mitzrayim is because we understood the lesson of the wine. It was in the zechus of the wine lesson that we were zeicha to the Geula. The Arba Lashonos of Geula are all about wine. Make sure you don't get too close to the Goyim. If you understand that lesson, there will be Geula. And if you think that Berlin is Yerushalayim, then there will be Golos. And that's why Chazal were mistaken, Arba Koseis of Yayin, not Arba Koseis of any other drink. Dafke Yayin, because Yayin represents that message. And what about the very first question we began with? What's that got to do with Tzitzis? Well, I think we now understand. It has everything to do. What is the whole essence of the mitzvah of Tzitzis? Just like we have a bris milah on the goof, to show that our guf is different, so too we have tzitzis on our beged to show that our beged is different as well. We don't dress like a non-Jew dresses. The Rishonim explained that the Eved, a slave, in the times of Chazal, walked around with a badge declaring that he is a slave. So we too wear a badge of honor. That is the tzitzis. We are Avdei Hashem. Hallelu Avdei Hashem veloi Avdei Pari. The tzitzis on our beged is exactly the same message as the Mila on the Guf. So the Arba Lashonos of Geula are keneged the four corners of the Beged upon which you put tzitzis. Because the very reason why you're putting tzitzis in the first place is because you understand what Geula is all about. That the way we dress, the way we are, is different to going. In fact, in the Haggadah, when we say Melamed, Shehoyu Mitsuyonim Shom, Klal Yisrael stood out. Do you know what the Ritva says there? Mitsuyonim, they were Loivesh Tzitzis. Mitsuyonim is from the word Mitsuyetzes, Tzitzis. Klal Yisrael wore Tzitzis in Mitzrayim. That's part of the Shaloi Shinu Es Malbushom. They didn't change their clothes. If you want to really leave Mitzrayim, make sure you do Bris Milah and make sure you're wearing Tzitzis. That is the essence of the mitzvah of tzitzit. When the Rambam describes for us, and he says, a Jew has to be different to Goyim in every which way. The Lashon of the Rambam, and I quote, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, we don't go in the ways of the Goyim, says the Rambam. Loi b'malbush, v'loi b'sar. Not our clothes, not the way we do our hair. Elo yeh Yisrael, muvdal mehen. In every which way. That has always been our secret. And tragically, when we haven't understood that secret, then we've suffered terrible consequences. It's ultimately a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for which we have to declare, Hoidu Lashem, Shiru Loi, Zamru Loi. It's a painful lesson, but it's the greatest chesed. anti-Semitism is the greatest chesed, and it's necessary when Klal Yisrael don't make kiddush. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make up top. Let me just finish with the following chilling story. It's a chilling story. This story I found in a sefer called Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh was written about 500 or 600 years ago. The name of the author is Rabbi Yochanan Luria. He was born in Germany in 1440, almost 600 years ago. And he writes as follows, and everybody will immediately understand the frightening connotations of this story. And he says, Ubedidi hava uvda. This story happened with me, he says. We were instructed by the government, listen carefully, to put on our clothes a siman betseva gael, yellow. A yellow badge every Jew had to wear in the 1400s back in France and Germany. He says, and one day I was wearing this badge and a priest approached me. And the priest says to me, Yehudi, Jew, what's this badge, this yellow badge you're wearing on your beget? Omarti loy, I said to him, Eini yoideya, I have no idea. The government have told me that we have to wear it. Why are you asking me questions? Heishivli, so listen to the Musa Drasha that the priest gave to Rabbi Yochanan Luria. This is coming from a Christian priest, nonetheless. Imeincha yoideya, if you don't know, agid lecha, I know, and I'll tell you. This has not been declared by the government. This is coming from Adoin Kol Haaretz, the master of the universe. Shebochar eschem mikol ha'umos, who has chosen you. Yes, this was a Christian priest saying this to a Jew. He has chosen you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the chosen nation. You must be different to everybody else. And indeed you are. And he said, the priest, you have various mitzvahs. You have the bris milah on your guf. And you have the tzitzis on your beged, and you have the mezuzah on your bias. So in every area of life, your guf, your beged, your bias, you stand out. Bris milah, tzitzis, and mezuzahs. However, when you're asked, why are you wearing tzitzis? You should be answering the Adoin Koil, the master of everything, Tzivani, has instructed me to wear this. And instead, you Jews, misbaishim ba'isaisim. You seem to be embarrassed of wearing tzitzit. This is the priest giving Musa to Rabbi Yochanan Luria. You seem to be embarrassed of wearing tzitzit, and not only that, you wear the malbushe ha'umois. You seem to be wearing the garments, the clothing of goyim, and that's why gozar oleichem eloikeichem. It's not the government, it's not the king, it's not the prime minister. It's HaKadosh Baruch who has been gaze on you. If you're not happy, if you're not wet, if you're not proud to wear indeed the badge of pride, which is the tzitzis, then you'll have to wear a different badge. A badge of genai. A badge of disgrace. That's what the priest said to Rabbi Yochanan Luria. It's a frightening story. There's a whole hemshach to the story. We'll have to leave for another occasion. Why is it so frightening? The yellow badge wasn't so long ago in our history. When Klal Yisrael thought that Berlin, he Yerushalayim, that they too had to wear a yellow star. Same color, the same badge, and it's coming from the same source. The Rabbeinu Shalom. You're embarrassed to wear your tzitzit? The tzitzit are your siman, that's your badge of honor. That's your badge of pride, in which you're supposed to declare with gaiva that we are different to the goyim. And you cover it up? You're embarrassed of your tzitzit? You're not pride, you're not proud to have this badge of honor? Hofach libom lisnoi lamoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about anti-Semitism and says, if you're not proud in your badge of honor, then you have to wear a different badge. A badge of disgrace. A yellow star. And this has always been our story. And this is therefore the story of our golos, but the story of our geula. If we don't make kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes havdalah. The arba lashonos of geula are represented by the wine, because the wine is the drink that separates us from the goyim, and they're represented by the tzitzis, because there we demonstrate that we are different not only in our guf, but even in our externalities, our beged, that's also different to the goyim. If we understand this lesson, that Berlin is not Yerushalayim, in fact, Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim either, then in the zechus of the yayin, the vehisha omda, in the zechus of the tzitzis, in the zechus of Shaloi Shinu, es Levusham, ves Shemom, ves Hashem, we too will be zeicha to the geula May it be, b'mheira, b'yomeinu.